From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 25 people were killed in eastern Afghanistan Saturday when a suicide blast ripped through a crowd of government soldiers, Taliban insurgents, and civilians celebrating a mutual temporary ceasefire during Eid al-Fitr. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. A government spokesman said the bombing also seriously injured at least 30 people. Saturday's blast coincided with a brief televised announcement from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, praising the mutual ceasefire and unilaterally extending the period of the government's ceasefire. Spain's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 930 migrants and recovered four dead bodies Friday and Saturday in the Mediterranean Sea. The news comes as Spain prepares for the arrival of the Aquarius rescue ship, which has become the heart of a major dispute within the European Union over how to handle the migration crisis. International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society Secretary General El-Hajj As-Sí said that helping the migrants is in keeping with EU values.
People are coming to Europe seeking values, which are European values. Values of solidarity and support and, you know, welcoming and helping, you know, those in need. So doing anything, you know, less than that is really a betrayal to Europe itself.
France, meanwhile, has accepted an offer from Spain to take some of the hundreds of migrants aboard the Aquarius, which is headed to Spain after Italy's new populist government and Malta refused to let the ship dock in their ports. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.